is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so excited to be with you today. I am excited to be here to co-create with you new beginnings, to step into freedom and joy, to really embody your truth and your personal power. So thank you for being here. Let's begin by stepping into this beautiful morphic field that we're creating. We're releasing the old and stepping into the new. And in order to do that, we get to release whatever we're worried about, whatever we've been working through, whatever has kept us in anxiety, in stress, and frustration. So take a few deep breaths. Come into your heart. Expand your heart. Come back into your body. Take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to be fully present in this moment. If you've been here with me, you know that we do a series of processes in every show connected to the topic, and we always begin by coming into the space. We always begin by letting go and surrendering and allowing ourselves to receive. We let go of the need to control. We let go of all our worries. We set them aside for this time being. And we step into the field of infinite possibility. So continue to breathe. Continue to ground yourself. Continue to center yourself in your heart, where you know the truth, where the truth is always available to you. Take one more deep breath. Today's topic is about freedom and new beginnings. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. We're coming up in a powerful gateway, 11-11. 11 is a master number. It's an angelic number. With it comes amplification in your intuition and your soul's mission, release and freedom and new beginnings. If you harness what's available to you, if you step into self-mastery, if you step into your authority and own your life, you can create the next version of your life. Full of freedom, full of joy, full of prosperity. So this is a big opportunity for you, for all of us, to let go of the things that we hold on to that no longer serve us, and to create space for the things that are beautiful and supportive, light, blessings, to fill the spaces, to fill the space in our heart. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So why freedom and new beginnings? Well, first, I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to miss out the new possibilities that are available to you. Secondly, everything is a choice. So we get to choose to live our life in the way that we see best fit for us. When we feel frustrated, when we feel stuck, when we feel bound, when we feel like there's no way out, we're not embodying freedom. When we feel like we're in survival, that is not freedom. When we feel that we don't have control over our relationship, our money, our career, our health, that is not freedom. Because we do have influence over everything in our life. We can influence everything in our life. But it takes being in the right alignment, in the right mindset, having the right connection with ourselves, the beautiful relationship with ourselves. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. How we live our life every day is a choice. How we relate to the world is a choice. So we can choose to wake up in the morning and feel happy. We can choose to wake up in the morning and feel excited about our day, about what we're going to create that day. Or we can feel frustrated because we're still holding on to what happened yesterday or the day before yesterday, or what they did to us, or what we've lost, or what we didn't receive, what we didn't get. Every day is a choice. Every day we can start new. The way we relate to the world can really support us or can keep us stuck. If the way we relate to the world is disempowering, or we live in victimhood or victimization, then we're always at the effect of the world, of those around us. So we can observe what is happening around us in our immediate circle, our extended family, our friends, our community, and we can choose. Do we want to be pulled into that, or do we want to see, observe, and be that beacon for others to let go of their story, of their limitations? How you show up in the world is also a choice, and it's so important. If you show up in anger, if you show up in, as a victim, if you show up entitled, if you show up in fear, if you show up defensive, the world will respond in that way because that's the vibration you're stepping into. That's the morphic field you're in. And that's what you're inviting others to step into, to meet you there. However, if you relate to the world as life is beautiful, passionate, and I share my compassion with the world, I'm understanding, I am accepting of the world. I am accepting of myself, and I am forgiving of myself. And I know that the change begins with me. Then the world relates to you in that way. You are an inspiration. You're hope for others. So you create your reality. You can choose bliss. You can choose pain. So ask yourself, what are you choosing to create? Are you living a life of freedom? Are you allowing yourself to create a new beginning? Are you holding yourself back? Are you letting go? Are you free? Are you stuck? Are you moving forward, or are you holding on to the past? What are you choosing? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And if you're not able to identify, what am I choosing? Look at areas in your life that may not feel ideal. They may not feel like they're working. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your relationship with yourself. What area of your life feels like it's not quite working in the way that you would like to see it, in the way that helps you feel balanced, whole, helps you feel happy and excited about being you? How are you living your life? What are you choosing for yourself? Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now, if you've been on the show before, you've heard me say choice is a superpower, because that's where it all begins. That is your will. That is free will. That is what you get to choose. You get to decide through your thoughts, feelings, and emotions what your reality is going to look like. So the power is in your hands. So choice is your superpower. You can decide. Now, let's ask that question. Why aren't you choosing your ideal life? Why aren't you choosing your life of freedom? Why aren't you choosing to live your most wonderful, extraordinary life? What is holding you back? What is keeping you back? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And some of you may feel like, well, I am choosing it. My life is okay. My life, and you may be right about that. But if your life, if any part of your life feels like it needs improvement, you could add more value, you could show up as the next version of you. If you feel that you could have more freedom, more joy, more prosperity, more happiness, more wealth, more vitality, then there is room for improvement. And there is no judgment about where you are, because this is you being honest with you. Are you living your full life? Are you showing up 100%? Are you putting yourself first? Are you giving to yourself? Are you owning your value? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now, what are some reasons why you may not be choosing? Maybe you're trying to avoid the pain. Maybe you're waiting for somebody to give you permission. Maybe you're afraid of the unknown. Maybe you feel this is as good as it's going to get. Or maybe you think this is all that you deserve. Or maybe you feel like, I don't know how to choose something different. It just feels too difficult. It feels so overwhelming. Maybe you feel like you are not enough. You don't have the skill sets or whatever talents needed to create a new reality. Maybe you haven't been practicing, really choosing more. Whatever the reason is for you, it doesn't really matter. What matters is from this moment right now, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to love yourself? Are you going to choose to forgive yourself? Are you going to choose to take action? Are you going to choose to do whatever it takes? Are you going to choose to be honest with yourself? Are you going to choose to be compassionate for others? Are you going to choose to be loving kindness for yourself and others? That's what matters. It's the next step to freedom, the next step to new beginnings. Are you willing to let go of everything that so far has held you back, kept you in fear, brought you pain? Are you willing to love yourself enough to say yes to you? Now go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And I can sense that some of you are asking, what does freedom really feel like? But that's going to be different for each one of you. So why don't you, in this moment, take a deep breath and feel into that. What does true freedom feel like to me? One more deep breath. What is true freedom? What does that look like when you get up in the morning, when you interact with your family, throughout your day, the weekend? What does true freedom feel like? What does it look like for you? And some of you feels like you haven't really thought about what that is, what that looks like, and that's okay. You have that opportunity now. What does true freedom look like for you? And now that you're able to connect with it, take a look at who or to what have I been giving my power away? Who is holding my power? Is it my career, my job, my relationship, my family, my past? Who has a hold? Who has my power locked in? Who is suppressing my power? And why? What is that action? What is that step that you need to take in this moment? What is that action? What is that step that you need to take now to reclaim your power? To own your power? To fully embody your power? Is it letting go? Is it forgiveness? Is it merely recognizing, simply recognizing the entanglement, the enmeshment with others or other things? Reclaiming your right permission and ability? What is that next step for you? Choosing to be your full potential. Choosing to create your own reality, choosing to be sovereign, choosing to be your authority, the authority in your life. Choosing to feel safe in your body, safe in your environment, safe being you. Declaring, this is what I deserve. I deserve this and so much more. I deserve happiness. I deserve freedom. I deserve joy. I deserve to start over and create a reality that works for me. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now one more time, ask yourself, what is the next step for me? And then notice around your body, do you see any blocks? Notice around your field, people coming in. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's a significant other, maybe it's an old boss or old employer that at some point said you're not allowed, you can't have that, that's meant to you, you don't deserve that, you're not worthy of that, and you bought into it. Maybe it's something that happened in the past. Physical trauma, emotional trauma, mental trauma, energetic trauma, financial trauma. And you gave up on yourself? Or you're still experiencing the pain of it? Or you're still holding on to the blame connected to that, whether blaming yourself or blaming others? You have resentment attached to that, regret? You have guilt or shame attached to that? Or maybe you feel victimized by someone else or something else, and you still have anger connected to that, blame connected to that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and choose. Is this serving you? Holding on to that pain, that suffering. Is that serving you? Holding that low vibration in your field, is that serving you? Is that getting you to live your life, the life that you deserve, desire? Is that helping you create your ideal life? Is that helping you create a life in which you allow and receive and amplify your wealth, your prosperity, your joy, your freedom? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Feel in your body if you have any cords or anchors. I feel some of you have them around your throat, like a hook coming in and hooking your throat in. Some of you may feel your arms bound, your feet bound, maybe a gag around your mouth. You're claiming your freedom now. You're claiming the ability, the right to start new, to start a new life, a new reality, a clean slate, a new canvas. You're deciding that's the path. That was what was, and I am no longer allowing it to be. I am complete with it. I am forgiving who I need to forgive, including myself. I am reclaiming my vitality, my energy, my power. I am embodying who I am and moving forward with ease and grace, moving forward as a beautiful, powerful, divine being that I am. I am choosing to be free. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now, there's another layer of freedom. Actually, there's a couple more layers of freedom. There's freedom of the thoughts that go through your mind, sometimes connected to the trauma, sometimes connected to the fear, sometimes connected to shock. And then the freedom of the entities that flow around your field. And then there's the freedom of entities that have come into your field that may also show up as implants, as occupants, as walk-ins. So we want to blast all of that out. And that starts with choice. I choose to own my body. I choose to be in my body. I choose to create my life. I choose that I deserve more. I choose to know that I deserve more, that I am worthy of having all I desire. I choose to know that I can and have the ability to make my dreams become my reality. I am worthy and deserving, and I have whatever it takes already within me. Now you get to believe in yourself, trust yourself, accept yourself as you are. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. But go ahead and sense around your body throughout your multidimensional bodies. Spiritual interferences, disturbances, imbalances, extraterrestrial implants. Go ahead and delete and then create that occupants, discarnate, disordinate energies, walk-ins, possessive energies, session. Just go ahead and delete and then create that. Move that out of your field. And bring up all contracts and agreements about commitments, pacts connected to that from this lifetime and all lifetimes that cross time and space, your parallel lives. Every plane in which you exist. Let's bring all that up. Some of you are really just going with it. Yes, 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 completing all of that. Some of you feel like you're cautious, like you're hesitating. Sometimes we like to stay with the pain, or we stay with the pain because it's what we know. And we don't know the unknown. So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to stay here and continue my suffering, continue my pain? Or am I willing to take a risk on creating a new reality? The unknown is just a blank space. It's a new canvas. It's a clean slate. It has yet not been created. You're creating it. So are you going to leap forward, take that leap of faith, and choose a new beginning, a new clean slate? Or are you going to allow fear to be bigger than you and keep you in the suffering and in the current pain? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Make that decision now. Right, clearing, deleting, and uncreating all of that. So I'm seeing a lot of release from the groin area, sacral area, power center. From right between the power center and the heart space, front and back of that, heart space, shoulders, back of the shoulders, neck, throat area, sinus area, right behind the nose, third eye, above the third eye, center of the head, and the crown. So we're going to continue to release, set everything on release. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and come into your body. Stay grounded, stay in your heart space. What is the next step for you? What else are you willing to give yourself? What else do you deserve now? What else are you worthy of? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Love yourself so much that you're willing to give it to yourself now. What is that? What is that that you always wanted? What is that that you've been dreaming about? What is that that you've been hoping that it materializes in your life? Say yes to that. Say yes. You don't have to wait for permission from others. You can say yes to that now. Give yourself permission to have that. One more deep breath. Now let's go back and tune into freedom and the ability to start new. From this present awareness, from the state of consciousness, are you willing to receive, embody, enjoy, express freedom now? Are you ready, willing, and able to embody freedom now, to choose it now? And I'm hearing lots of yeses. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Open your arms to receive beautiful gift of freedom, beautiful gift of full expression of I am, this beautiful gift of choice. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Freedom is yours and it's already within you. Freedom of the mind is your choice. Spirit is your choice. Freedom of your heart is your choice. The illusion, the story, is what keeps us in the entanglement. Release the story, release the illusion, and you are free. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Some of you are still releasing from the shoulders, between the shoulders and the head, so go ahead and continue to do that. Just allow yourself, wherever you feel the heaviness, tightness, wherever you feel the thoughts, wherever you feel the emotions, take a deep breath and release them now. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I can see many of you expanding, bringing in color, bringing in different frequencies of joy, of happiness, feeling comfortable, feeling more content with your life, feeling more at ease with your life, feeling more possibility in your life. Very good, very good, very good. So moving forward, you get to ask yourself every day, what am I choosing today? Am I choosing to live as my full expression, fully free, happy, blissful? Or am I holding myself back or allowing others to create in my reality? You have the wisdom. You have the inner knowing to discern, to create, and choose your greatest life. Choose your greatest dreams. Choose to be happy. Choose to be joyful. Choose to live your life as originally intended. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Many of you are releasing, especially from the back, releasing entities, discordant energies, possessions. And many of you are coming back into your body, feeling that clean slate, feeling the new morphic field, feeling your new canvas, your new chapter, ready to go through that door of new beginnings. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It is done. It is done. It is done. So come back to your body. And just set everything on release. Everything that no longer serves you. Everything that is not in alignment with you. Everything that doesn't bring you joy and happiness. Allow it to work itself out and out of your field to allow space for something more, more magnificent, more extraordinary. One more deep breath. Beautiful. I can see all of you coming back into your body. It is done. Some of you are still integrating, and that's okay. You will integrate in your own timing. Very good. So come back to your body fully present. It'll continue to integrate. There's something that you need to do other than choose. Choose your power. Choose your freedom. Choose to be source for yourself. Choose love for yourself. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, looks like everybody's back in their body. Very good. I'm happy to answer any questions. please share your experience and anything else that may be helpful for everyone in the audience. That would be amazing. And thank you, Nicole. I am ready.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Okay, let's go to area code 604 first. 604, you're up live with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Yes, hi, Maria, and hi, Nicole. This is Gurjeet Minhas, and I'm calling from Surrey in British Columbia. And I really liked, I really benefited from the session and the healing that was delivered right now by Maria. I felt a sense of lightness. Yeah, a sense of lightness overcome me. And all day today I was praying because I actually know what I'm supposed to do, but there's something that just stops me from doing it. I don't know if it's a fear or it's just wanting to remain where I am or what's happening with me, that in spite of knowing what I should be doing, I'm just not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for sharing your experience. So it's a little bit of everything that you just share. So I see you, and I see the path in front of you. It almost looks like a pond, like a beautiful pond there that you can take water from or that you can sit with and just experience the next version of you. And I see you coming to it, looking down, not interacting with it. And it feels there's fear connected to that, fear of letting go of your sort of what you already know, your current situation. And there's the other part of you that fears choosing it. If you were to choose it, is it really going to materialize for you? Is it going to change your reality? Is it going to give you what you desire? So there's also a level of not trusting yourself and not trusting what's in front of you, not trusting that what you're supposed to do is going to be enough for you to create the life that you desire, to provide for you, to bring you happiness and joy. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. So why am I not trusting, yeah, and what's coming in the way?
Not trusting something that's in front of you is not trusting yourself. So it's looking at where are you not trusting yourself. So it feels like, you know, we talked about this during the process, that oftentimes we allow others to crave for us. Mm. So it feels like you really haven't quite been living your life. You've been living a life that was sort of set out for you. You've been living into a role, into a mold, into a responsibility that was already set out for you, whether it was in family dynamics, culture, or community. And that's what you know and that's what you're used to. And stepping out of that feels very different. It even feels lonely. And it even feels like it's going against everything that you're supposed to, and I say that in quotation, supposed to do, because it's so different. So when I look at where is this really coming from, and I see this in your childhood, 4, 5, and 6. 6 feels like you're looking back and looking at you, who you were, and then 6 stepping into line, so into what was set out for you. So what's really important to go back into those years, 4, 5, and 6, to work through what you felt you lost, what you felt you had to be, what you felt you adopted as your responsibility and your obligation. And especially at the age, because we seek love, we seek to be part of something, to feel connected, to feel accepted. So we lose ourselves, we mold ourselves into whatever someone else wants us to be in order to make them happy, in order to make everybody else happy. So when I say that, I see this blanket of energy over everything, and it goes like dark, like black. So this feels again that this is where you lost yourself during that time frame that you stepped into, like your eyes were covered, almost like the, you know, your eyes were clear, you could see through the veil, and now the veil came down. So this is where you stopped being you. What do you remember about your childhood, especially those ages?
Those ages, I remember I was very carefree and, you know, a really lively child. And I was reprimanded and I was called like a jungly person, like, you know, just campering like a monkey. Like, you know, I was told to behave and to walk a certain way and to, you know, mm-hmm. be in the norms and, like, literally discipline.
Yes.
Yeah, to be a certain way.
Yes. Right, right. And that's what I was referring to, that you were you, you know, that 6-year mm-hmm. looking back at the 4-year-old and seeing that part of you being lost and then stepping in line, which what you
yeah.
described, like being a certain way. So what would be really good for you is to go back into those four, five, and six ages and give yourself that freedom back. Give yourself that space for you to fully express yourself and to have choice. Give yourself your power back during those ages and allow yourself to feel safe being you, to be accepted being you. Because during that time, we want to fit into our parents' way of seeing the world. They're the authority. And we want to be
yes.
good kids. We want to be loved. So now you get to be that parent for yourself. And you get to tell the little girls, jump around. Do what makes you happy. Have some fun. Be creative. You get to give them that back.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So just be what I am. Because I'm so shut down that and I couldn't understand why I just wasn't going out for walks, wasn't moving, was
mm-hmm.
trying to just, you know, stay in one place. And why I was doing it, I just couldn't figure out.
Yes, because you shut down that part of yourself, the mm-hmm. joyful part of yourself. You shut down that creative part of yourself. That you shut the innocence within you, the innocence that
mm-hmm.
knows the truth of who you are. So you're restoring that back, giving yourself that back to you. So now what I'm seeing you, right, what I see happening right now is that your energy is actually getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as you're connecting to the root cause. And I see you looking back at the three little girls and, you know, kind of opening up the space for them to step out. What'd be really good for you also is to really step into the compassion and loving kindness so that they feel safe in the world, so they feel safe being you or feel safe expressing themselves as they are. And then I see the pond also getting bigger and bigger and bigger, more color, more vibrant. I see nature really coming in again. So show me the beauty, you restoring your own beauty, restoring your own light, you reconnecting with who you are. Because again, during those times, you lost part of yourself. So as you
mm-hmm.
reconnect with yourself, as you reconnect back with the beauty of, you know, the true authentic you, you bring all of those elements back into your life. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So, you know, I'm happy to help you, you know, one-on-one session, because, you know, this takes a little bit more if we go into each of those stages. But what is really important for you to do is really acknowledge those parts of yourself that felt lost, that felt forgotten, that feel forgotten or lost, that feel like they're not important or they're invisible. And give them the space. Bring them back into your heart. Show them that you love those parts of yourself, that part of yourself. So this is self-love. Right? So bringing self-love back into your heart and helping them restore who they truly are, releasing the layers of who they became. How does that feel for you?
Yes, it feels good. Thank you, Maria. And what is your website to connect?
Yes, it's 360prosperity.com.
Okay. Thank you. I think,
yes.
Thank you so much.
She prospered. Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to talking to you soon, see how all of that goes for you.
Yes.
Right. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Next up, the lines keep dropping. If you get dropped, call back in. Let's go next to 231. 231, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Destiny. I'm Maria.
Hi. Hi, Destiny.
You know what? I want to move on. It's so weird. I don't know what aspect of me is holding on. Like, right now, I'm floating around. Like, I don't even know where I'm at. I'm dealing with aliens who are, like, pulling me places. And I'm not sure what part of me is, like, wanting to hold on. That I know it's not this part of me, the part that's conscious. I know it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's another part of me. And I'm just wondering, what do I need to heal? Because I'm really tired of this.
Right. Yeah, the part of the conscious you usually doesn't want to hold on to all of that. The conscious you wants to, you know, be free of all of that. It's the subconscious, the energetic and the spiritual part of you that is incomplete, that you're working through some of that. And for you is your person of power. It's owning your power, your authority, embodying your power and being light, being that light for yourself. So even as I'm saying that, I'm seeing all the parts of you kind of coming back together like a magnet is bringing them back together. What feels like is your biggest lesson is that owning your personal power. There's a lot of victimhood and victimization that runs through your energy. And it's really important for you to recognize when you are feeling disempowered, when you're feeling,
like
you don't have any resources. Say that again.
I'm feeling like it right now because I don't even, I feel like the lower half of my body, I'm not in it.
Right. Yes. And of course, the other is practicing being in your body, bringing yourself in your body and doing it every day and not judging. So not judging anything at all.
There is something that
go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And the other part is looking for what is great versus looking for what is wrong. So the more you focus on what is great in your life, then less of what is you think that is wrong or what feels wrong is going to be there. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Yeah, so again, going back to that statement that came in earlier about owning your power, embodying your power. So you're, you know, consciously you're saying, I'm not choosing this. But consciously you're separated from your spirit and from your soul. So you need to connect your spirit and your soul and love those part of yourself. Love your spirit, love your soul, love your energy, love your totality. Because that separation is what's creating interference coming in. It's creating space for something lower. So staying in a high vibration, I love myself. I accept myself for who I am. I love every part of me. I forgive and accept all part of me, all parts of me. Staying in the high vibration.
Is there still a gap in my head, like in the center of my head? Is there a space? And is that who's creating that? The gap in.
I'm not seeing that space. No, I'm not seeing that space.
Okay.
I mean, what I'm seeing is that your bodies are, they're connected at the feet, but they're like split apart. And again, you know, when you ask who's creating that, well, you're creating that. You're the creator of everything. You're creating your life.
Well,
so the way, again, the way to uncreate that, the way to uncreate that is to choose happiness, to choose love, to choose forgiveness, to choose self-acceptance, accepting your body, accepting who you are in this world, in this reality, owning your power, finding peace within you so that your spirit is at peace, so your soul is at peace. And then they come back together. So now I'm seeing them back together because we're talking about peace, embodying self-acceptance. So you're still a little bit open, meaning like your body's still coming out. And so this is the part that you get to work on, or, you know, you get to sit down and you get to love yourself. I know this is something that has come up for you, you know, but there's no other way around it. You get to love yourself. You get to accept yourself. You get to be you. Rejecting a part yourself doesn't bring you love and doesn't help you be in your power. So, you know, it's something that you have to sit down and take on love, take on forgiveness, take on acceptance. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Yeah, so I can see you coming together even more. Very good, Destiny.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Make it a very powerful practice, daily practice. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Destiny. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Take care. Keep in touch. All ones is next. 603, you're in the wings. All ones, you're next. You're live with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Sal. I'm calling from New Jersey. I just choose
Hi.
To realize, hi to I choose to invite you in to assist me with anything I need assistance with.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that. Can you repeat that again?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes, I choose to invite you in to assist me with anything that I need assistance with. I don't have a specific question.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So the first thing that is coming up is feels like intention, like being more intentional, like having more intention. And part of that being intentional is being in our body, being connected to our body, being connected to our spirit, being connected to our soul, being in the moment. So I can see that there's things in front of you that you want and that you would desire, but the intention to move forward, to create them or to manifest them, it feels like there's a gap there. And that comes from intentionally being in your body and saying yes to the things that you desire. Yeah, go ahead and take a deep breath and sit. There's also a level of unworthiness that you're carrying. It's sitting on top of your head. So we want to delete and then create that, delete and create that. Unworthiness, undeservingness, feeling not enough, not loving yourself, not forgiving yourself, not trusting yourself. All of those will keep us from saying yes to what we truly desire or truly want, because we're afraid that we won't have it. We're afraid we can't get it. We're afraid it's not for us. We're afraid that if we say yes to that and it doesn't happen, then it'll be proof that we don't deserve or we'll be embarrassed about it. So we need to lead in and create all of those stories. Delete and create that, 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 delete and create it all across the time, dimension, space, and reality in that direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Yeah, so I can see you being more in your body. There's a beautiful color in front of you. It's like a green, yellowish color that is, it's almost like it's lighting up in front of you, showing you the possibility, showing you that you can, showing you that you can choose more, showing that you can take action, showing you that when you choose I am worthy and I am deserving, that your light, your path lights up to show you the way to that. Does it make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I'm also seeing a lot of like a violet color around your third eye. So it's there. So it's showing me and your connection with yourself, coming inward, connecting and being still, allowing yourself to connect to the higher dimensions for guidance, for support, and also simply to know yourself. This is who I am. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Very good. So you get to own worthiness, deservingness. You get to own your value. You get to say yes to you. You get to choose more for your life. You get to choose that everything that you desire is available to you. So as I'm saying that, I see a wave of light coming across in front of you, and it's like wiping all those perceived challenges and obstacles. And now I see a path in front of you, and the path leads to an ocean. Beautiful. How do you feel?
A little lightheaded, but I feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead and come back into your body, and the lightheadedness will go away. Very good. Very good. How's
that? Thank you. It's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Keep us posted.
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Choice points. We've got 3 minutes left. Did you want to take another quick call or start your wrap-up now?
We'll do a quick call.
Quick call, 603, you're quickly on. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Candy, New Hampshire.
Hey, Candy. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm feeling really stuck. I have no money and throat issues.
Okay, well, first of all, let's get you in your body. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Come into your body. And the feeling of being stuck is when we're so focused on what we don't have. Miracles happen every day. Money shows up from unexpected sources. So the space that you want to be in is possibility. You want to believe in what is possible. Miracles happening all around you. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And let's delete all of that heaviness. So the heaviness I see from your heart, from your groin all the way to your heart, you're going to delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And where we're feeling this way, we also feel a sense of unworthiness and sense of shame. So we're going to delete and create that unworthiness and sense of shame around you. So you want to delete and create all the lower negative emotions so that you can allow space for joy, happiness, prosperity, and abundance to show up in your life. And one great statement is, in spite of what is, I am open to receive and open to create all that is possible for me and all that it deserves. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So I can see this energy breaking up from your heart space, from your power center, from your sacral and your root chakra. Delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and rise out of that. Rise out of that into possibility. Rise out of that into abundance and prosperity available to you and to your guides, your angels supporting you, and to source supporting you. I can see you're rising up all out of that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Delete any judgment you have about your current situation. Delete and then create any shame, any blame, any fault, any guilt about your current situation. Delete and then create feeling like there's no way out. Delete and create, 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 delete and create. Moving into possibility. Allow yourself to move into possibility. Allow yourself to move into miracles happen every day. Allow yourself to move up to abundance is already within you, and you're learning to allow it to overflow in your life. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So what's interesting is that I see number signs around you, but there was this layer of heavy, dark energy around you that wasn't even allowing that to be possible. So again, if you move into the space of it is available to me, even if I don't know from where, even if I don't know, you know, where it's coming from, when it's coming from, it's available to me. It's already in its way to support me. Trust yourself. Trust the universe. Okay, there it goes. And be very careful to come back into the space of shame and feeling unresourceful and feeling stuck, because then that blanket comes over you again and it just blocks everything that wants to come in for you and support you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Blessings to you. Beautiful.
Wow, great time. That was perfect. Apologies to the callers. We didn't get to Maria is back on in 2 weeks' time, but right now it's shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. So, you know, to step into more of the magic, to step into more of you, especially as the 11-11 gate is coming up and opening up soon, I'm doing a process, 11 days of remote healing, and then the actual live process, mini retreat, where we go into the multi-dimensions of ourselves, mind, body, spirit, energy, emotions, timelines, lifetimes. We really uncreate a lot of the old stuff, ancestral stuff, lineage stuff, karmic stuff, akashic stuff that is holding us back from living our greatest life. So I really invite all of you to choose it. Step into it. Step into and break yourself free of all of that. To step into your self-mastery. Step into becoming the creator of your life and creating your new reality. This is your opportunity. The window is open. And we started today with the 11 days of remote healing, but the actual event is on 11-11 at 11 a.m. So I invite you to join me on that day. The information is on my profile here, the News for the Soul. So take a look. If you resonate with it, register. And I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to supporting you in creating the next version of you to take on and make your dreams come true. Thank you, everyone. It's always a pleasure being here with you. I love co-creating in this space, and I look forward to seeing you again. Namaste. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Yeah. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.